It's Thursday, March 6, 2025.
I terminated the ridiculous Green News scam.
Fact-checking Donald Trump's litany of lies in congressional address.
I don't start a tariff war, but we're going to win this tariff war.
Ontario, Canada's premier is very unhappy with Trump's tariffs. Plus, U.S. Supreme Court further weakens Clean Water Act standards governing raw sewage discharge.
And who doesn't love raw sewage discharge? All of those stories and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
He got up on that stage and just lied to the American people. The only American energy that was unleashed was the full gaslighting that we saw in front of our face.
Well, that counts for something. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, I can't believe we're still doing this, but I guess I better get used to it. Fact-checking Donald Trump on green issues.
Yep, on Tuesday night, Donald Trump delivered an extremely long, extremely divisive address to a joint session of Congress filled with lies and disinformation, including some real whoppers on energy and environmental policy. Too many to debunk them all, but here are just a few. The Green New Deal legislation that Trump nicknamed the Green New Scam never became law, so Trump didn't terminate what doesn't exist. Trump's withdrawal from the voluntary UN Paris Climate Agreement won't take effect for a year, and he lied that it was costing the U.S. trillions of dollars. President Biden did not close more than 100 power plants. Biden's term ended with more large-scale power plants than when he started. Trump falsely claimed Biden cut new oil and gas leases by 95%. Didn't happen. Biden tried to stop future leasing and was overturned by the courts. Under Biden, oil and gas production hit an all-time record high. And of course, there was never an electric vehicle mandate.
What?
Just tighter standards on fuel efficiency and tailpipe emissions to save Americans money on energy, cut air pollution, and address man-made climate change. Of course, you can still buy a conventional gas vehicle if you really like more pollution, low mileage, and giving your money to the oil industry.
And who doesn't?
There was a nice moment in the speech when Trump recognized a survivor of childhood cancer, which he said was likely caused by chemical exposure. But the Trump administration is moving to repeal air and water pollution rules. His Justice Department is about to kill off a landmark lawsuit over pollution from a Louisiana chemical plant that poses a danger to nearby communities. And Trump has appointed a chemical industry lobbyist for the EPA's Chemical Safety Division, who once led an aggressive industry effort to block regulations on formaldehyde.
And now she's in charge.
Yep. In other news, Trump's tariffs on our allies, Canada and Mexico, are likely to raise electricity and gas prices for Americans.
What?
That's according to the American Gas Association, who says the 10% tariff on Canadian energy imports means American consumers can expect to pay an extra $1 billion a year for natural gas.
Well, what does the American Gas Association know about the cost of gas?
The tariffs really angered Doug Ford, Premier of Ontario, Canada, who threatened to impose a 25% electricity export tariff and even cut off his province's electricity exports to U.S. border states.
Mm.
Here he is at a mining conference on Monday.
If they want to try to annihilate Ontario, I will do everything, including cut off their energy, with a smile on my face. So, and I'm encouraging every other province to do the same. Quebec, Manitoba, B.C.,
Now, Trump's tariffs could have a silver lining. Heatmap News notes that raising electricity and natural gas and oil prices all at the same time may push more Americans to buy heat pumps, all-electric induction stoves, and energy efficiency upgrades for their homes. Many Biden-era incentives to help consumers break free of costly fossil fuels are still in effect. for now.
Don't say that so loud.
And finally, in a narrow 5-4 ruling, the right-wing majority on the U.S. Supreme Court this week struck down rules regulating water pollution and substantially weakened Clean Water Act limitations on raw sewage discharge. The unusual case pitted one of the nation's greenest cities, San Francisco, against the Environmental Protection Agency. The court majority ruled that EPA sewage standards under the Clean Water Act cannot focus on ensuring overall water quality, but instead must set specific requirements governing sewer overflows during storms.
It's all going very well. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com, where we are celebrating this week 16 years of the Green News Report, connecting the climate change dots, thanks to your support. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.